Well, I've always worked towards trying to be the valedictorian, so it's a pretty proud moment for me and my family to be able to be up there today and give that speech. I just hope that I can inspire my classmates and everybody else in the community to just, you know, never give up on reaching their goals, no matter what roadblocks or obstacles they have to deal with, whether they're external or internal. Just keep pushing and work hard.
Let's hear it for Derek Woods. He talked to Fox Chicago about his success as he was selected the first Black valedictorian at Clark High School in Hammond, Indiana, and it paid off for him. He's going on scholarship to Northwestern University. Congratulations there. Let's say hello now to Michael Bauer. Speaking of Northwestern, he is the medical director, pediatrician at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon.
It's great to talk to you. It's kind of fun that we've got topics other than COVID-19, too. We'll get to that. But first, have you been following this dry scooping movement?
Yes, I was aware of it. And, you know, sometimes people just do dumb things. It reminded me, if you remember when there was that fad of how many marshmallows could you put in your mouth and chew while saying, you know, chubby bunny or something like that.
Yeah.
And, we saw the risks of kids aspirating and choking on those. And then there was that inhaling cinnamon, which was just crazy stupid, causing all these people lung problems. And now this dry scooping.
Doctor, I have to confess that I got the governor of the Illinois at the time to do that cinnamon challenge on the air. So I apologize for that.
That's a good thing he made it through, right?
Yeah, he didn't win re-election, but he did. He made it through the cinnamon challenge. Okay, so the idea is they're taking these powders, like your protein powders or pre-exercise powders, that you're supposed to mix with water or milk or things like that, and going on social media and recording themselves trying to just eat the powder dry, right?
Yeah, and get the message out. It's dangerous, plain and simple. First of all, these energy powders have very little regulation by the FDA, and you got to be very careful, especially when there's multi-ingredients. You just don't know what you're getting and the concentrations of what you're getting. And, you know, I liken it. I think they're doing it because it gives you an immediate absorption rather than diluting it in water, milk, et cetera, drinking it where those ingredients don't peak in the blood for 30 to 60 minutes. This gives you kind of immediate absorption within seconds, kind of like if you were injecting a whole bunch of caffeine directly into a vein, and that's not good for your heart.
So is that the issue, the ingredients? I thought it was just the idea of choking on the fine powder.
That is a potential. You can choke, you can aspirate the powder into your lungs and set up an inflammatory reaction or a pneumonia. You can actually get laryngeal spasm, which is where your vocal cords kind of go into a spasm. And that's very uncomfortable because you try and take a breath and you can't. And that can be a real problem. But the biggest issue is getting that immediate concentration of things like caffeine or the other stimulants that you don't even know that are in there. And it can really cause a shock to the heart. You can get palpitations, arrhythmias, or irregular heart rates. And ultimately, you could end up damaging your heart muscle. I think there was a case of some type of internet celebrity that says she got a heart attack from it, but it definitely, that's the biggest risk with doing this.
Bad idea, and I almost hesitate talking about it because it spreads it further, but I would imagine if you're susceptible to it, you're already aware of it. Don't do it. There's an FDA panel meeting tomorrow, I think, right, to start considering the idea of vaccinating kids under 12 years old. Is that a foregone conclusion?
I'm not sure about the tomorrow piece. I don't think that Pfizer quite has their data ready yet. I've heard they're looking at presenting it sometime in September. They're doing the phase 2 and 3 clinical trials right now of those age groups. Listen, we know these vaccines are very effective and they work. for the children now, it really is going to be key identifying the right dose to give them. And there's a high likelihood most of the trials going on are actually looking at about half the dose that adults get. But we need to determine, is that going to give the proper immune response? Many people don't realize when you get a flu vaccine, you start at age 6 months. A six-month-old gets the same vaccine that you and I do.
I did not know that. Kids have been getting vaccinated at a pretty rapid rate, right? I was reading somewhere from maybe U.S. Centers for Disease Control that about half of those 12 and older now, among the kids' age, have been fully vaccinated. Are those your numbers too?
That pretty close to that. Similar to the adult population, there was a very high demand early on, and it is starting to drop down a bit. Those that really wanted it went out and got it. We're still actively recommending and pushing that anybody that is eligible per the EU guidelines right now, which is 12 and up for those, go ahead and get it. Very, very important.
Well, I thought I remember back months ago they were saying that the younger kids don't get as sick and they're less likely to pass it on. If that's the case, why is it necessary that they be vaccinated?
Because A, they still can get sick. So they're not at the same risk as an adult of getting very, very sick. More often than not, they're going to get a cold or a very mild illness, but they still have the potential to go ahead and get sick. We've all heard of those ones that post-COVID get the multi-system inflammatory condition where they end up in an ICU, and it still is possible for them to spread, although not to the same degree that adolescents and adults pass it on.
That's a good point. We were very concerned at one point about that severe illness that some children were getting after COVID-19. It's funny what you forget. I'm glad you don't forget it, Doctor. I forget it.
No, live it every day. And Steve, if you look at the current trends right now, with some of these new variants, adolescents are actually getting hospitalized at a higher rate now than at any other time during the pandemic. So it is still quite important that for us to get to herd immunity, everybody's going to need to be vaccinated.
Is that because the variants trigger in on kids, or just that in general the variants are more potent?
This particular one that we're starting to see, this so-called Delta variant that's now the dominant one in the UK and is about 5 or 6% in the US, once again, it seems to be more easily transmissible due to the mutations and is making people sicker. And for some reason, again, the adolescents now that get it are getting sicker.
Sun's out. Summer's here. Our meteorologists say it's going to be a warmer than normal summer. We're taking our masks off, but the kids should remember to put sunscreen on as well, correct?
Oh, and not only the kids, everybody should put sunscreen on. I recommend to all my patients the best thing, first thing in the morning, put it on before you ever go out. Get that base layer on, because there's so many times where you either forget about it or you're just going to think you're going to be out 15, 20 minutes or so. And if it's during one of those peak times, like between 10 in the morning and 3 or 4 in the afternoon, you can still get a really decent sun exposure, even on a cloudy day. So always get that base layer on. Remember to use enough and reapply it every couple of hours.
Michael Bauer, the medical director, pediatrician at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, it was great to talk to you. Thanks for your help today.
Have a great afternoon, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.